Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Hey, here's a provocative question. What's the difference between professionals and amateurs? Well, in the world of sports, there is a simple one-point differentiator. Pros get paid money, amateurs work for free, and it's as simple as that. But I'm not talking about that. Let's talk only about people who get paid money. Some of them are pros. They're skilled at their craft, disciplined in their approach, committed to improvement, and they get exceptional results. Others are amateurs. They get paid too, but frankly less, because they haven't honed their skills, they have less discipline, they aren't so committed to continuous learning, and their end product suffers as a result. So, what's the difference between them? Okay, no doubt dozens of things are different, but I want to focus on just one, and here it is. Professionals, the high performers, have procedures. Amateurs, by contrast, the low performers, fly by the seat of their pants. They wing it. Do you want to be a pro, a high producer, highly sought after, admired by others, and well compensated? Well, if you're in business, do you have flawless systems and procedures for recruiting and hiring and onboarding and training? Flawless systems and procedures for new customer acquisition and customer care and service and retention? Flawless operational disciplines for researching and creating and selling new products? Flawless financial systems for forecasting and tracking sales and reducing costs? Flawless technology procedures to add speed and accuracy to all facets of your business? Well, I could go on. You get the point. Or do you wing it every day with archaic systems, or worse, no systems and procedures in critical business functions? I could ask you the same battery of questions about your personal life. Parental systems, weekend errand procedures, getting the kids to school and soccer practice and piano recitals, meal planning systems, bill paying procedures, home improvement systems, car maintenance, and on and on and on. A pro has all of these, or is working to create all of these, and is constantly perfecting and improving them. An amateur has none, or very few. Now, the skeptics and naysayers among you will shoot holes in all this, and you'll say, well, all that organization ties me down. It restricts me. It confines and hampers my creativity. Not really. Here's the paradox. The more structure you have, the more freedom you have. The more you plan, the more time you have. It may sound counterintuitive, but it works. Employing disciplined systems and procedures is a critical difference between winners and losers, between professionals and amateurs, between high achievers and wannabes. W. Edwards Deming, a longtime champion of the continuous improvement movement in business, said this: improve the process constantly and forever. Let me repeat that. Improve the process constantly and forever. And that's a sign I have up in my office, and I see it every day. Never underestimate the value of disciplined systems for winning in all areas of your life. Be a pro, not an amateur. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.